We're broadcasting again, fourth week in a row from our Musers Underground, hopefully COVID-free bunker. We have let very few people into this bunker. Marge, Chris, Shorty DeFazio. We thought it would be safe to let this gentleman into the bunker because he is a doctor. Now, granted, he's a doctor of psychology, but we welcome to the bunker Dr. Carlton Maxwell because we wanted to talk about the psychology of homeschooling. Dr. Maxwell, of course, teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, which is closed.
Well, he's got his mask
so
on.
So you have a lot of downtime, doctor.
Yes, I hope you don't mind if I wear my mask here.
Yeah, go ahead and take that off.
Yeah, go ahead and take it off. Oh, okay.
This is why you talk to us.
As you noticed, I was wearing a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird design.
It isn't it a bit weird? I was trying to say between that and my machine mask, because I was wearing that last night.
Why not just get a surgical mask?
Good idea. You know, I actually had an interest in going into the medical field before I went into psychology. Yes, I always wanted to be a proctologist. Always very fascinated with that
area. Really? That doesn't surprise me somehow.
Wonderful. It's very important.
It is important.
Wait. You said a word weird. Did you hear that, George? Did you hear the
word?
Yeah,
Craig
said important.
Yeah.
He said important weird. He said it like important rather than important.
Right. I caught it.
Well, Dr. Maxwell.
So jovial.
Are you doing okay not being able to go to the classroom and staying at home?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing appreciably better than I thought I
would.
You're
doing what?
Better than
what?
I thought I would be.
Appreciably.
Okay. Mirror to a greater degree. Look at that, fool. But yes, I've actually been doing very well, you know, and I wanted to check on you guys since I am your official psychologist. I wanted to see if you guys are holding up well in this time of isolation.
Yeah, pretty well.
Sure, I think I'm doing fine.
I'm worried about you, George.
Why?
Because you seem to hedge there a little bit. Are you having mass murder fantasies?
No.
Are you having any other kind of fantasies?
No.
Just tell me about them slowly.
I have thought about harming Gordon.
Really? Like maybe tying him down to a table and then ripping his clothes off?
No, not the
Dr. Maxwell. Dr. Maxwell, please.
Yes, there are many things you can do to make isolating at home better. I think, you know, everyone ought to use this as an opportunity.
An opportunity
to go inside yourself. Explore deep inside yourself. Oh, yes.
Dr. Maxwell.
Do it for me now.
Please, will you focus?
I think that if you explore your interior, you may find that the life you've been leading is a lie and that you really enjoy very different things than you thought you would when you were standing up there saying I do to the first girl that you slept with.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Maxwell, are you trying to tell us something?
That's one possibility.
Okay.
Just one possibility. Right. How is your self-care going? Are you guys practicing self-care?
Sure, yeah. Washing our hands and being careful.
Oh, wonderful. Those things are very important. Another very important thing to do is, let me tell you what I do, for example, when practicing self-care. One thing I like to do is pour myself a beautiful milk bath and light some candles and then get in the bath with a round shampoo bottle and then just start using the shampoo.
On your hair.
Dr. Maxwell.
In and out.
Please.
In and out of the bath. You know, when the phone rings or something, you have to get out and go answer it. That sort of thing. You have to get in and out of the bath. But anyway, yes, take a nice relaxing bath and meditate in there.
Do you have any tips for our P1s who are trying to homeschool?
What's homeschooling?
We figured that since you're a professor and a psychologist
with your students and stuff.
Craig, I'm just joking with you. Totally joking with you.
This is fun.
It's so fun. Okay, I brought some books for you guys.
We hope you would.
I've published over 4,386 books.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
So
perhaps 4,388 books is
87, maybe, actually.
87.
But yes, thank you for knowing that. Okay, this first book is called 8 is not the same as 30. Teaching Your Child Basic Math by Dak Prescott.
Very timely.
Yes, it is very timely. Very timely. And this one, Kids Are for Cheap Labor, Not Homeschooling by Jerry Jones.
I've always wondered what he's paying those kids.
Next to nothing. Believe me, next to nothing. And it's the forward is by the Dread Pirate Roberts, who's the captain of the Bravo Eugenia, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
oddly enough, okay. Yes, yes. Yeah. And this is a good one. How Not to Kill Your Child in the First Year of Homeschooling by... You know what? I'm going to skip this, Jay.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Thinking right. Better of it.
Okay. Now, joke, you meant book.
You meant book.
Yes, I'm going to. Yes, exactly. I'm going to skip this book. Yes. I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, we'll take it to a half price book.
I really want you guys to do is work on your male friendships. That is so important during a time of isolation.
How do you do that?
Work on those male friendships. Well, I think that if you feel comfortable.
Why not all friendships?
Just focus on the male ones. If you feel comfortable, invite a male friend over, and you know what? Give each other a massage. Give each other a massage.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Because it makes you feel
distance.
So connected to that other person. Yeah. It makes you feel so loved for the first time in your life.
Dr. Maxwell, you're making us sad.
What? You guys mind if I invite Nicholas, my teacher's assistant, in here? He's got
sure.
a little bit of a cough, but boy, look at those abs. He looks so great.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hi.
All right, now Nicholas is going to take me to my car, and don't think this is weird, but I like to ride piggyback on Nicholas as he takes me to my car. So see you guys later.
Okay, see you. There they go.
Bye-bye. Look at there.
Go, Nicholas. Oh,
very strange.
Oh, man, that's
very
a weird
strange.
Exit.
A shirtless Nicholas picking up Dr. Maxwell. Very odd.
There he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, 8:49 on the ticket.